Well, good morning. It is July 23rd, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be picking up in Judges chapter 6, Acts chapter 10, Jeremiah chapter 19, and Mark chapter 5. So let's get into the Word on this Saturday morning. Judges chapter 6. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are the mountains and caves and strongholds. So it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come into Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for a multitude. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. And as I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord, and sat under the oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abizarite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all of his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? Now the Lord hath forsaken us, and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring forth my present, and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again. And Gideon went in, and made ready a kid, and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour, and the flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and brought it out unto him under the oak, and presented it. And the angel of God said unto him, Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and lay them upon the rock, and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up fire out of the rock, and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, Alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. The Lord said unto him, Peace be unto thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die. And then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is, yet in Ophrah of the Abizarites. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the rock, upon the top of this rock, in the ordered place, and take the second bullock, and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants, and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, and he could not do it by day, and he did it by night. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said to one another, Who hath done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, hath done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, Bring out thy son, that he may die, because he hath cast down the altar of Baal, because he hath cut down the grove that was by it. And Joash said unto all of that stood by against him, Will ye plead for Baal, and will ye save him? He that will plead for him, yet let him be put to death while it is yet morning. If he be a god, let him plead for himself, because one hath cast down this altar. And therefore on that day he called him Jerubbaal, saying, let Baal plead against him, because he hath thrown down his altar. And then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him. And he sent messengers throughout Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers unto Asher, and unto Zebulun, and unto Naphtali, and they came up to meet them. And Gideon said unto God, if thou wilt save Israel, if thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor, and if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said. And it was so, for he rose up early in the morning, and thrust the fleece together, and wringed the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. And Gideon said unto God, let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, and it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. That was Judges chapter 6. Let's move on over to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10 today. Acts chapter 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, and a devout man, and one that feared God with all of his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked upon him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside, and he shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and devout soldiers of them, and waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry, and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance, and saw heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending up unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit in the four corners, and let down to the earth, and wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowl of the air. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten any thing that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again a second time, what God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. And this was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. And while Peter doubted in himself what this vision he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and stood before the gate, and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. And while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down, and go with him, and doubting nothing, for I have sent them. And then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause whereof ye are come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good rapport among the nations of the Jews, was warred from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear words of thee. And then called he to them, and lodged them. And on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and he had called together the kinsmen and near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet, and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come into one of another nation, but God hath shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. And therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for. And I ask therefore, for what intent ye have sent for me? And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thy alms are had in remembrance of the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee. And immediately, therefore, I sent to thee. And thou hast well done, in that thou art come. And now, therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. And then Peter opened his mouth and said of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. And the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all of Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devils, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witnesses, and through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. And while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word. Nay, of the circumcision which believed were astonished as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. And then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. And then prayed they him to tarry certain days. That was Acts chapter 10. Let's move on over to Jeremiah chapter 19. Jeremiah 19 this morning. Jeremiah 19, thus saith the Lord, go, and get a potter's earthen bottle, and take of the ancient of the people, and the ancient of the priests, and go forth into the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the east gate. Proclaim there the words that I tell thee, and say, hear ye the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, the which whosoever heareth his ears shall tingle, because they have forsaken me, and have estranged this place, and have burned incense in it unto other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor the kings of Judah have filled this place with blood of the innocents. They have built also the high places of Baal, to burn their sons with fire for a burnt offering unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it, neither came it into my mind. And therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that this place shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of the slaughter. And I will make void the council of Judah and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies, and by their hands of them that seek their lives, and their carcasses will I give to the meat of the fowl of heaven, and for the beasts of the earth. And I will make this city desolate, and in hissing every one that passeth by shall be astonished and hiss, because of all the plagues thereof. And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters. And they shall eat every one the flesh of his friend in the siege and the straitness wherewith their enemy and they that seek their lives shall straiten them. And then shalt thou break the bottle in the sight of all men that go with thee, and shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, even so will I break this people in the city, as one breaketh a potter's vessel, that cannot be made whole again. And they shall bury them in Tophet, till there be no place to bury them. And thus will I do unto this place, saith the Lord, and to the inhabitants thereof, and even make the city as Tophet. And the houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Judah shall be defiled as the place of Tophet, because of all the houses upon whose roofs they have burned incense unto all the hosts of heaven, and have poured out drink offerings unto other gods. And then came Jeremiah from Tophet, whither the Lord had sent him to prophesy. And he stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to the people, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon the city and upon her towns all the evil that I have pronounced against it, because they have hardened their necks, that they would not hear my words. That was Jeremiah the prophet, chapter 19. Mark chapter 5 for our final reading today. Mark 5. And they came over into the other side of the sea, into the country of Gadarenes. And when they had come out of the ship, immediately there met with him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken into pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God that thou tormentest me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And then he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much, that he would not send him away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep into the sea. And they were about 2,000, and there were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that had done this. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were all afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell him, and that he was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and how all men, and then all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over by the ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh out of the rulers of the synagogue Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and that she may live. And Jesus went out with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had physicians, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing the better, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in and pressed behind him and touched his garment. And she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and thou sayest, Who touched thee? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be thou whole of thy plague. And while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead, and why troublest thou the master any further? And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado, and we? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. Then he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha cumi, which is, being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose, and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Amen. That was our reading today for July 23rd, 2023. Or excuse me, July 23rd, 2022. Getting my 20s mixed up. Anyway, man, you can tell I've had a week of sports camp. Anyway, that said, thank you all so much for joining us today. I trust it's a blessing to you. Make sure to leave a comment in the comment section, reaction, and I'm going to make sure to mark that all down. But again, be praying for tomorrow's service. Hope to see you guys tomorrow morning at 9:15 for Sunday school and for 10:30 worship service. We are going to be moving the tent this morning, so you guys can pray for safety for us. If anybody's watching this wants to join us, 8:30, about an hour from now, we're going to be leaving here and pulling it down. Should be fine, but yeah, getting ready for VBS. But that said, thank you guys so much for joining us. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for just another day that you have given to us to use for your glory. Lord, I pray, God, that you give us the strength and the endurance, Lord, to be able to continue to press on. And God, that you would just help us, Lord, to just honor you, Lord, with our actions and indeed our attitudes, Lord. Lord, use this word in our hearts, Lord, and just guide us and direct us. Lord, we look forward to tomorrow, your day. Lord, I look forward to preaching. I look forward to bringing your word to your people tomorrow and pray, God, that you'd already be preparing our hearts for that message. Lord, we love you and we give this day to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody. Bye now.